This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a very exciting company that came on my radar about 3 months ago. We're talking no other than Minerals Mountain Resources Limited, LTD, if you will. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MNRLF. They also trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol MMV. And with us today is the CEO and president of that company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Nelson Baker. Nelson, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you guys do up there, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
We're a pretty highly technical group of geologists that have had a lot of success before in other areas, particularly in Northern Ontario, Canada. And we spent considerable amount of research and time in the Black Hills researching the Homestake gold trend, and determined that because of the lack of modern day exploration, that the potential to host another Homestake style deposit was high, and we felt that there's no other better place to explore than in mining friendly South Dakota, and we've been there since 2012.
Well, let me ask you this, Nelson. You know, why do you believe that the Homestake gold trend can host another Homestake-style gold deposit such as your company?
Well, the Black Hills hosts the largest gold deposit of its kind in the world, the Homestake gold mine, which is at the northern end of a 70-kilometer belt that stretches from the from Homestake down to the Keystone area, 70 kilometers to the south. And the Homestake mine produced over 40 million ounces. It's unique in the fact that it never ran out of gold. It had to shut down because the deposit got too uneconomic to mine at the low depths, and over the 125 years, it never missed making a profit. And but in the latter parts of the mine life, they closed in 2001. In the latter parts of the mine life, they were realizing that the economics of the deposit was getting pretty negative, so they decided to set up a $70 million exploration budget to find other near-surface deposits close to the mine. And that area that they spent the $70 million included our standby mine project that we'll talk about later. But it was always thought by explorers that the Homestake mine was a unique event. In other words, no other deposits like that. However, our work and the recent database that we've accumulated and our results from phase one drilling at standby certainly disputes that theory. We believe that the Homestake gold trend does host other other homestake style deposits, and we're focusing our attention in the Rochefort district.
Why has that area, or that district, if you will, been vastly underexplored?
It's just a function of the time the deposit was the mine was discovered. It was discovered in 1876, which by two prospectors. Started a massive claim staking rush. Everyone in the mining industry flocked to the Black Hills and began staking claims. In the early days, you weren't allowed to stake large land tracts. You could only stake a small claim, and which made the whole area very, very fragmented. The style of the homestake deposit, it dips very shallow to the south, and we see the same thing in the Rochefort area. It wasn't very small claims, although they had showings on them. Very quickly, the mineralization dipped onto the neighbor, and the neighbor didn't want to do a deal with the original vendor, and the fact that it was so fragmented, the fact that it was impossible to acquire large land tracts, and the homestake mine, the big push, the dominant period that homestake was active, was 1876 through to about 1920, and modern technology wasn't airborne. Modern exploration methods didn't get used.
It wasn't available.
And the last meaningful drilling in the Rochefort district, for example, was 1997. After that, from then to now, there was very little sophisticated, well-planned exploration in the Black Hills. So we feel, and we have learned since we've acquired a very healthy land package, which we're able to put that belt together. We have over 7,500 acres. We picked out the iron formation trends that go through the Rochefort district. We hold them 100% ours, and we've increased our database. We have the best database ever put together in the Black Hills, and that, coupled with excellent comparisons to the homestake mine, makes the Rochefort district a very high advanced gold district,
Absolutely.
Area.
Absolutely. My guest today is Nelson Baker. He's the CEO and president of Mineral Mountain Resources Limited. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MNRLF. They trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol MMV. And we're running out of time, Nelson, but I do want to get to my final question. You put out a press release about six drilling holes in August. You guys are only going down about 600 feet. That being said, what has phase one drilling proving at standby, and what is our next strategy?
Phase one has definitely proven that that we have a alleged 9 type of occurrence that at homestake produced 9 million ounces. We feel that we definitely have proven that that there's another potential homestake style deposit yet at standby. We're dealing with a major gold structure that our database tells us that we should be drilling our next phase of drilling, phase two. We'll test a high grade mineralization that was encountered by homestake at about 1,000 meters below surface. It'll be a long drill hole, a long drill program, but we're going to use directional drilling, and we feel really pumped about this.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
In closing, we plan to drill the standby mine project for another couple of years, and we have a couple other major targets to test as well. So look for us to make some serious headway in the Black Hills.
My guest has been Nelson Baker. Thank you very much, sir, for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 50 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.